You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is not Bubbles in the Think Tank. This is Strike the Box. I'm here for Chris, because Chris is the best. He filled in for me when I was down a couple of years ago, and ever since. But now I'm here for him, because he asked me to help out and guest host a segment here at Strike the Box.
Why do I feel like I'm still here?
You're here?
I'm here. Wait a second. Where are you?
Wait, this never happens.
No,
I'm in Babyland. Where are you?
I'm in Somerville. But you're supposed to. Wow, this is interesting.
This is the
maybe
best.
No, we have not.
Are we having a radio signal skip?
Maybe it is. That's exactly what it is. You know, like people probably in Quebec are getting this right now.
Let's hope so. Many, many years ago, and I've told this story at Bubbles in the Think Tank before a million times, but back around 1986 or so, I was driving from Cincinnati to Chicago. So going through the middle of Indiana. Yeah, that's that state, Indiana.
Oh, that's it.
And, you know, out in the middle of Indiana, late night, I'm using the scan on the radio, just trying to see what's there. And all of a sudden, I heard WAIF, which was the station that I was on. But that station had, a light bulb about four times the size of the one that WMFO has, but still a light bulb.
That's a good light bulb compared to MFO.
It was a great light bulb. But, you know, out on the flat Indiana roads, there it was. And it was there for about 5-10 minutes maybe, and then gone.
Just enough to bring you back home for a little bit.
And that's sort of the reason why I like radio.
Yes.
Yep. Because you're on the air and you don't know what that signal's going to do.
I was up in Quebec a few years ago, and all of a sudden I heard sports radio, of all things.
Sports.
But I was like, hey, it's a Red Sox up in Quebec. And we were talking like way up in Quebec, up by Pointe au Pic, way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, we were driving along that big river up there, St. Lawrence.
Yeah.
And it was coming in clear as a bell. So as you said, it is magic. However,
is magic.
Belinda, you're thank you so much for taking some time here. This is your set now.
This is the perfect time to do this kind of stuff, you know, and it's great to do this. Well, first of all, I don't know how you do this like set time business, because, you know, by and large, I don't have anybody following me when I'm on late night Saturday nights, because those tough students, they don't really want to do things on Saturday night that don't involve, you know, that involve being someplace at some time. In
had
a certain state of mind
with those tough students through the years.
Yeah. So they'll start I'm on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Those are my official hours. But let me guarantee you that college students don't really like having to be someplace responsibly at 1 a.m. on a Saturday night, Sunday morning.
No.
They start the semester and then after a couple of weeks, they disappear. So most of the year, I generally have nobody following me. So I just do whatever I want as long as I want, which is great. But you asked me to do 5 songs. Like, what?
I know there's so many to choose from. But I have to
admit, know me, even when I'm doing, you know, just a 2-hour show, I jam so much in there, you know, you just can't fit any more in there. And then I tend to play those short songs. You remember that 157 episode?
Yeah. The great thing about the people that tune into your show and the Facebook page is that they post the record. So, you know, what's right. Playing play, because sometimes I'll hear something like, whoa, where's that one coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But there's loyal listeners who research all this stuff. It's what I appreciate about the show. And I do remember that's how I tuned into Bubbles in the Think Tank, because of working Saturday nights on the fire department and dealing with tough students. I would get back to the station and you'd be up and I'm like, all right, let me see what's on MFO tonight.
And there I'd be.
There you were. Yep.
I've been on late night since 1986. There was no internet streaming. There was none of that stuff. But I was on Sunday nights, midnight to 2 a.m. frequently without anyone following me. So we would just go until we went. Every convenience store worker, police officer, emergency responder in the city of Cincinnati was a fan. We had, you know, we had all the fans in the local prisons. We had the true captive audience. It was great. So we had like all these dudes who used to like change big, you know, computer tape spools listening. And it was just a great kind of audience to have. But
excellent.
lot of them have followed us all the way. If you,
that's awesome to hear.
If you listen to us and you follow along over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you'd see people who've been with the show even longer than me. And I've been there since 1986.
Wow.
It's a really tight family, and we're really happy to have you in the family too, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a nice family.
It's good having you there. So let's go ahead and do these five songs. Five.
Okay. It's like
how
the
do
Mach
I do this?
Five, like Speed Racer.
So let's just jump right in with a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite right here at Strike the Box Radio on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Garçon, j'ai les cheveux longs comme un garçon, je porte un blouson, un médaillon, un gros ceinturon comme un garçon. Comme un garçon, moi je suis têtu et bien souvent moi je distribue des corrections pour faire attention comme un garçon. Comme un garçon, je fais des rodéos. C'est la terreur à 200 à l'heure. Comme un garçon, comme un garçon, je n'ai peur de rien. Comme un garçon, moi j'ai des copains. Et dans la bande, c'est moi qui commande. Comme un garçon, pourtant, je ne suis qu'une fille. Très attentionné, très contracté. Mais avec toi, je ne suis plus jamais comme un garçon. Je suis une toute petite fille perdue quand tu n'es plus là. Je ne suis qu'une toute petite fille et c'est beaucoup mieux comme ça.
This record a couple of days ago.
What's wrong?
And when I played it, it skipped.
Skip.
Uh huh.
What do you mean it skipped?
It hopped.
I see it. I don't know who bought this record anyway. Second. Must be your needle. Here, take it.
But go on.
There ain't nothing wrong with that record. Go on, Get out of here. Get out of this. Don't come back.
Well, there's nothing like the sound.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Strike the Box, not Bubbles in the Think Tank. Isn't that weird? I don't get to fill in for anybody anymore. Chris, I am so glad you asked me to do this.
I am so happy that you've come here, I think, somehow. I still hear your voice. I can't see you. But
we're both here. Maybe a magical place.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Because that's where we're doing the show from now. And it's, right. You know, but everything's weird right now. Like I said, the sun is up. It's weird. I don't even know what's going on here. And talk about weird, you know, so first you've already like pushed me to the edge with making me choose only 5 songs. That's hard enough. And now you've got me back announcing. And people ask me, especially Chuck Yu, about why don't I back announce my stuff? And the biggest reason, it has nothing to do with the fact that Spinatron is part of the world now and people can follow along or Facebook group. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It's that it's Saturday night when I'm doing the show now. And that's party night. I don't think people want to listen to me ramble on about the, oh God, what am I playing? I'm playing like 57 songs an hour or something over there. You know,
yes,
I just don't. Leave the people
what labels that
like or like roll through all that stuff. And so I don't, you know, I mean, I just don't think it's right. So, and also if I do it, I also get to play less.
That's true. Exactly.
And who wants that? So that's why I really try to jam it all in there and not do the back announcing. You know, if I'm doing somebody else's show or a regular little radio show any other time, I tend to do it. I just don't do that very often.
So I try to keep my backlist short. And after a while, I just start rambling and I just like, okay, I got to get back to the music.
Exactly. Then I've got the radio obituaries where I'm already talking about people and their lives So, you know, doing the back announce also doesn't feel right there. That's a little bit of the process that bubbles in the think tank. Everybody's always so interested in the process. Well, mostly me, but that's okay.
Trying to squeeze in as much music as possible. Right.
Mm-hmm. So here is what we did do. We started things off there with a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Stereo Total, a Franco-German combo that just fascinates me. I saw them for the first time opening for Momus at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland many years ago, and they blew me away. And I've just been a devotee ever since. And the tune they did, Come On Garçon, that was originally done in 1967 by Sylvie Vartan. It was all about the sexual revolution in France and how girls were looking like boys and boys were looking like girls and how it's cool. You know, it's just such a great song.
Now in the back of my mind is boys will be girls and girls.
I just love that they picked up that tune and covered it. They do such great covers. Stereo Total, if you don't know them, go learn about them. They're one of the best. Always. Also frequently in the Bee's Knees, just like this next band that we played, the OCs. And that's O-H-S-E-E-S, the O-C's. I think it's Lupine, but it might be Lupine Dominus. I'm not really sure. Another good reason never. Another good reason never to back announce.
As my listeners will know, when I pronounce somebody's name, I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's right. We've bonded over this any number of times when you have substituted at Bubbles in the Think Tank and gotten to the radio obituaries. And you're like, really, I have to do a Yugoslavian cello player? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
No, nobody ever made you do any obit you didn't want to do.
No, that's right. But, you know, just you got to keep into the spirit of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's right.
If it's there, you got to make the best effort possible.
And that's what we do. But that tune, that was a Bee's Knee in 2012. And we're rolling right up to the Bee's Knees coming up on the 9th of January. So just a couple of weeks. I'm in the throes right now of listening to every single thing that came out in the year of 2020 that I got. Which, of course, narrows the field pretty dramatically and pretty much guarantees you're not going to hear anything you know. So it's always like, you know.
True. Yep.
Then we moved on to a little something. It was a bonus download from one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records. It was from the eponymously entitled record. That was the name, eponymously entitled. It was the second of the series. And this was a bonus download called The Return. And it's a little something from Chris Legan, who is also a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite and frequent Bee's Knee, his brother Scott Legan, who is the guitar player for NRBQ these days. But Scott Legan in this is probably like 8. It's great. I love that one. Nobody's faking it. It's all real. Hope you all enjoyed that one. Also from a Bubbles in the Think Tank records release, this one from 7 Inches in Heaven, it was the Marconis with 45. And the Marconis feature a young Sal Baglio of the Stompers, Boston famous Stompers,
that's
mind
right.
you.
Exactly. Yes.
I knew Sal just in passing. And then one time he said, oh, you should come see my band, the Stompers. And I went because I was new to town. And I was like, my goodness. Would you look at this wild crowd? I saw him at Johnny D's and the place was nuts. Nuts.
Yep.
It was very nice.
And I will say, it as I look at the record sleeve here, it recorded at Second Story Studio in Rosendale.
Aw.
Or Rosie, as we would say around here.
Make sure you check out Sal's current work because he's been quite prolific during the pandemic times. He's put out maybe 3 albums this year. He's been doing a lot of work. Definitely check him out over on Bandcamp because he's staying active. 7 Inches in Heaven. I think it might be the only of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records that we have physical copies remaining. We've sold out on all of the other ones. Pretty sure we still have some copies.
So you mean if I hold the other two in my hand here and I decide to go to eBay, I could get a lot of money?
I don't know about that.
No, I would never give these up anyway.
Good. I think they're pretty special.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we wrap things up with a little something from Quintron and Miss Pussycat out of New Orleans, Stroller Pollution. This one could possibly be a Bee's Knee. I don't know. You can't make those sort of statements until the day of, pretty much. It is a little something that came out just in the year of 2020. And do you know much about Quintron?
I do not.
I saw him in Chicago at the Double Door. Drove up to, I think I went up to see Stereo Total. Bringing that full circle.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing there. He was the headliner. It was MC Tracheotomy, Stereo Total, and Quintron. just starting with MC Tracheotomy, you know it's going to be good. Quintron is, he plays a Hammond B3 and he's an inventor and actually creates instruments. He has this rotating, it's almost like a coffee can with holes punched in it and a light in it, and the light triggers notes to be played. Wow. And it was one of the wildest shows I've ever seen. He played, you know, because he was had the B3, he was down on the floor instead of up on the stage. And so the crowd was surrounding him. And it was crazy. And then at the end of the show, that coffee can sort of like burst into flames. It was amazing. You should definitely like check him out. He did a lot of stuff with Ernie Cato of Mother-in-Law fame, also the Ponderosa Stomp. And there's one of the public access centers down in New Orleans did a 1-hour show about the Ponderosa Stomp, where Miss Pussycat is interviewing people on the street, and it's interspersed with lots of performances from tons of people at the Stomp. Definitely, you know, go to YouTube and check out videos of Quintron, and also try to find that 1-hour show on the Stomp, because it's amazing.
I definitely will. Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for everything to be back to normal so we can all go to the Ponderosa Stomp together.
Oh, I know. Yes. So hopefully soon. Fingers crossed.
Let's have a Bubbles in the Think Tank field trip.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Caravan, we now know how to do things remote. We can do this thing.
There you go. Exactly.
So thank you for letting me, you know, try to restrict myself to 5 songs and get to talk to you a little bit even.
Yes. Yes.
And look up at the sun while it's happening.
Yep. Exactly. Linda, thank you for being the guest DJ this week. It's been a pleasure. And who knows, maybe when everybody gets back to normal, I'll just invade the Bubbles in the Think Tank some Saturday night and say hi.
We'll just have to have that happen. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that extra special?
Great horny toads!
Here comes Lily, just a blowing her top, with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so proud of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook.
Don't give it up now, baby. Don't get it all the way. Out, out. Don't worry. Remain calm. Ah! That's the name of the song. Don't Worry by the B-52s. That's what the name of the song was. And that's off the Whammy LP. Because if you got the CD, it was something totally different. Because there was some copyright issues by Yoko Ono, so they ended up having to substitute the song Moon 83 over Don't Worry. And that was 1982, right? 83. Recorded in 82. Because I bought it in 83 as an LP. We started things off with some Mel Smith and the Night Riders with Pretty Plaid Skirt and Long Black Sock. Is that what it says? Pretty Plaid Skirt and Long Black Sock. I think so. From 1959 off the Sue label. My eyes are starting to go after looking at a computer for so long today. I Want to Be Sedated, Don't We All, by the Ramones from the Road to Ruin 1978. Followed that up with some Liars with Don't Give It Up Now. Originally a single from 1979, we heard it on the On Fire LP. Won't Get Fooled Again from 1971, The Who, off of the Who's Next LP, and followed that up with some In Between Days by The Cure from 1985, off of The Head on the Door. All these dates are making me feel old. I don't know why. Huh. It's been a rough year. Probably going to be a rough start of the year, but we will get through this. I keep saying that. I want to give a big thanks to Belinda, who stopped by today as our guest DJ. It was fun to interact with her, even though we were in two different cities. The magic that she can do. Please take care of yourselves. Have a safe and happy new year. Let's get on the other side of this year to the next year and keep celebrating. If you want to check out Bubbles in the Think Tank, you can find her show Saturday night starting at 11 p.m. And you can also check out the Bubbles in the Think Tank on Facebook, as well as Strike the Box Radio Show on WMFO. So there's a couple of Facebook pages that you got to check out. All right, enough of me. It's been a long morning and afternoon. I think I'm going to go take a nap. I got a couple more songs to go here. Thanks to everyone tuning in. As I said, be safe. We'll see you next year. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Intertwine for all time, yours and mine, that was fine. thunder and lightning everywhere. Hellhounds reached up and ripped a hole in the sky. Pissed in the water, spit black smoke up in the air.
Ricky Bates.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stevens Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The Sound Habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby.